A good Catholic girl was what they'd said they needed, and, seeing as no one knew otherwise, I was trying my hand at being exactly that. And so far, on that first mid-July, swift, sweet day, I was getting away with it. Scurrying behind the lady lieutenant through the Tower of London. We were on our way to some lodgings, I thought. Somewhere for me to kick off my shoes and lay down my head, fasten some shutters against the belting of London's bells. After 2 long days on the road, that was as far as I could think. It was all I wanted. And at 17, I was naive enough to think that whatever I wanted, I'd get.
Hi, sorry, Elspeth, is it? Chris didn't mention you.
Elspeth raised her eyebrows at him.
Is that right? Pewsy and I never talk,
he said quickly.
Except on the internet,
said Elspeth, as if she'd said,
except on the devil's notepad.
I need to use that for work, said Chris a little wearily. Posey wondered how this relationship was going exactly. Secret internet use? Mind you, even big islanders need to go online occasionally.
And to check the cricket,
added Chris quietly.
Okay, said Elspeth.
She put out 3 bowls and ladled something from a single pot. Posey leant over and smelled something familiar. She glanced up at Chris.
Is that bean casserole, the same one?
Chris shrugged.
I don't know. What's wrong with bean casserole?
Asked Elspeth sniffily. Posey felt bad. Elspeth had hardly asked for Chris's ex-girlfriend to stomp into her houseboat and start making smart alecky remarks.
Oh, nothing, she said. I tried to teach your boyfriend to cook once. Not much stuck. It's lovely. Look, Elspeth, I'm sorry to land on your doorstep like this.
I have the strange sensation that I have won my heart's desire, and that from this date, everything will be different. Everything will be commanded by me. We must prepare rooms for my son. He will come to visit me at once, I say coolly. The lady in waiting is all flushed. She was hoping that we would fall into each other's arms and dance about in victory.
You have won,
she exclaims. She is hoping I will weep with her. I have come into my own, I correct her. I have fulfilled my destiny. It is the will of God.
It is a glorious day for your house.
Nothing but our desserts. She bobs a shallow curtsy.
Yes, my lady.
Yes, your grace. I correct her. I am my lady, the king's mother now, and you shall curtsy to me as low as to a queen of royal blood. This was my destiny, to put my son on the throne of England, and those who laughed at my visions and doubted my vocation will call me my lady, the king's mother, and I shall sign myself Margaret Regina. Margaret R.